Hey, welcome back to the Americhick Show with Molly and Kim. So the market has been having a tough couple of days. Looks like we just had the second straight 2% plunge. Yesterday, the Dow fell 508 points. And President Trump is pointing to the Federal Reserve saying, what in the world are they doing? Because they're going to meet again tomorrow. And we think that they may potentially be raising interest rates again. So we have invited Dr. Brian Dmytrovic, your favorite economist, our favorite economist, to come on and talk with us about this. He's going to be on the Stuart Varney Show tomorrow, Fox Business. So check him out. You know, he's authored a couple of different books that we've talked about on here. One that we talk about most often is JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity with Larry Kudlow. And Dr. Brian Dmytrovic also does a weekly column in Forbes. So check it out. Dr. Dmytrovic, thanks for joining us today.
It's very nice to be here, Molly.
Tell us what to think, because right now, I mean, I'm looking, okay, the Dow's fallen two times. I'm like, what's going on? Is it because people are concerned about the Federal Reserve meeting? Is it a recession? Is it because of slower economic growth? Is it trade concerns? Is it, you know, the healthcare stocks went down because the federal judge in Texas said the ACA is not constitutional. Now the Dems said that they're going to fight against that. What do you think is going on?
I think the most important thing to do is to look at when the market peaked last, when it had its all-time high, or essentially the all-time high, and that was back in late September. So the Dow has been falling since its peak at various rates of velocity since late September. Now, the stock market is famous for always trying to look around the corner, and what happened since then? What did the stock market divine? The stock market divined that Nancy Pelosi would be Speaker of the House of Representatives. Didn't like that. So I think the main thing the stock market is worried about is, oh, we're going to have some kind of pause in growth-oriented policy, which we had tax rate cuts, we had reductions in spending, we had deregulation. There's going to be second-guessing of that. Maybe we'll pull money out of the market.
Do you, okay, well, that totally makes sense because it's, you know, whether you are certain or you're not certain, and that's when people start to hold onto their money when they're not certain what's happening next. What do you think about the Federal Reserve's meeting tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the Federal Reserve should start to take it easy a little bit. I certainly do, in that the only real reason for so-called tight money is when there's some kind of currency crisis and you have to reestablish the value of the dollar. Well, the dollar is unequivocally the dominant currency in the world right now. The price of gold has been stable within a very narrow band for something like 6 years now. That said, I think the Federal Reserve can be exaggerated as a cause of good and bad economic things. There's so much global capital right now that investment can flow to where it needs to go. You very rarely hear an executive saying, hey, we tried to get money from the bank, but they couldn't get it because the Fed's discount window was too high. Now, I think that the markets are worried about fiscal policy. They're worried about a Democratic Congress, and they're worried about the next several years, not tomorrow's Fed meeting.
So, Brian, I totally agree that the market is saying that they are so concerned about what's going to happen with this Democrat House. To me, it looks like they do not want to govern. It's not that they are looking for the ordinary man, which that's what it seems that Trump has really been able to relate to, is that ordinary man and woman that want the opportunity of a job. They want the opportunity of being able to take care of their families, have more money in their pocket. And clearly, the Democrats, you know, what they are, it looks to me like what they want to do over the next 2 years is go after Trump instead of govern. So are we, I mean, I hate to say fearful, but I mean, I'm really concerned about this. When we look at young people, they've just finally had a shot at the American dream. You know, so many kids are employees. I mean, I'm really concerned about what this means for the ordinary American, as well as our young people trying to get a hold on their life.
Kim, you're so right. We had it this summer. We had that run of 4% growth. That's what America is supposed to be about. And it looks like that opportunity is starting to slip away from us. And we had it in our hands this past summer. And that's an outrage, of course. If government in Washington is just going to take that away especially from people who have been waiting so long for that. And that includes the new generation that's coming up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been waiting for a new generation to come in and move into American prosperity. When we have big government, when we have $5 trillion spending, when we have big-time regulation, when we have a currency policy that's incoherent, and when we have an end to the era of tax rate cuts, and I'm worried about that right now, then we can talk about secular stagnation again like we did the entire Barack Obama era.
Boy, you're really making me feel good
elections
this morning. Okay, help
matter.
Me. Make me feel good. What can we do? Which you've kind of got a line into the top guys there, and I know that they're working hard. Make me feel better. Make me feel better.
Well, there's a very easy way to make us all feel better, and it's a good reason. The quality of the opposition. I mean, we're talking about some very long in the tooth politicians that really the nation has no taste for, and people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. The idea that these people are going to bring down something really great that America just got going isn't very plausible. So I think these people can be defeated. And I think Wall Street likes gridlock of a certain fashion. I mean, if Trump can ram through a really good compromise on free market grounds on Obamacare and maybe get another round of tax rate cuts, I'm still not ruling that out at all, especially if he keeps going with these tariffs. Then that justifies further tax rate cuts, bring Marco Rubio around if that's possible. And I just don't think the quality of the opposition in Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer is good enough for us to warrant a lot of pessimism.
Okay. Hey, speaking of tariffs, because we've had you on before, and I think since we had you on last, one of the things that you said that was so brilliant about Trump is he brought light to the fact that there were tariffs. You know, the implication by the mainstream media has been that, oh, Trump wants to put tariffs on. The implication is nobody else is doing tariffs. But it's been within the last week or 10 days that China came out and said that they were reducing their tariffs on U.S. autos from 40% to 15%. The aha there is China was charging 40% tariffs on U.S. autos. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, that really hasn't happened since the 1960s, that we've had these bilateral and multilateral acknowledgments that we have tariffs and that other people should lower their tariffs in concert with the United States doing that. That's another accomplishment that you can tot up to Donald Trump. It really hasn't happened since John F. Kennedy. I mean, it was Lyndon Johnson who started raising tariffs, and the world started doing that again. Yeah, right. So that is a great development. In fact, if that development had happened in isolation or in the context of a comprehensive Republican victory in November, oh boy, I mean, the market might be at 30,000 right now.
Okay, but Brian Dmytrovich, last thing. So the Federal Reserve is going to meet tomorrow. What are the likely outcome of that?
I think the Federal Reserve is acting like it's the early 1980s right now. They're still trying to say, we are so good, we are so vigilant about inflation, we're going to tighten money every time there's a little economic boom. Okay, that's yesterday's news. I also understand that one of the Fed governors, Lael Brainard, who was Janet Yellen's right-hand woman and was a big Barack Obama kind of Fed governor, that she's one of the biggest hawks. And I'm actually kind of wondering, are the Keynesians who are left in Washington trying to choke off this economic recovery? Mm. I don't think I'd put that past them.
I wouldn't put it past them either. So, hey, Brian Dmytrovich, you are going to be on Stuart Varney tomorrow morning, right?
That's right.
You seem to be his go-to guy. You're our go-to guy and you're Varney's go-to guy. We love it.
What time will we be able to see you on?
You know, they haven't set me yet, but I'm usually on at, I think, 10 o'clock. Right. Eastern time, but they'll schedule me tomorrow.
Okay.
Right. Let us know because we're going to share that because we want to watch.
Okay. Hey, Brian, thanks. You actually did make me feel better, so I appreciate it.
I'm here for it.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good day.